comment. Kevin, do you have any comment on the minutes?
I would move to approve the minutes as printed.
And it's seconded, and the minutes are approved. And we move on to D1, discussion regarding electronic message board.
Okay, update on the electronic message board is one that we have a welcome on there. We were supposed to, we had some kind of a glitch going on with the service to be able to wirelessly program the message. And we thought we would have it resolved already, and we had a phone call into Verizon and have not received any phone call back. So that when it says welcome like that, that is the default.
So it's working on its own at this point.
It's working on its own, and it doesn't shut off, and you can't dim it. So actually, when Kelly drives off tonight, off work, she can turn it off.
How does it? How do you turn that sign on and off, man?
Breaker switch automatic.
So she knows that. She knows where it is. Okay. And then the other thing I was going to ask you is, once we figure out wherever this breakdown in signals is, how will it be? Where will it be programmed from? Do you have to be at the sign? Can you do it off of a phone, or how's it going to be? How's it going to operate?
The way it operates is it can operate two different ways. It's actually the easiest way is that you log into it on your computer at the office.
Okay.
There's a login.
Okay.
And then once you log into the software, it wirelessly sends a signal to the phone.
Okay, so there's a third-party provider of the software that programs the, and we get onto their site.
I don't know that it's a third-party. Maybe the manufacturer.
Well, whatever. It's not ours.
It's not ours.
Yeah, and so we get onto that site, we say, welcome, River Otters, and type that in with whatever graphics we can choose off of a palette or something? Or?
I don't know that there are graphics.
It's just a welcome thing that has graphics.
Yes, I think so. I believe so, yeah.
And then
we haven't got into it.
Oh, so you don't really know.
So we can't really experiment with it. But there's also another way that you can create the messages, and that's by virtue, there's a USB port on the sign, so you can, through your
through the software,
you type it in onto a USB stick through your software. And then you take whatever code is on the USB stick of what you typed in, plug it into the sign, and it'll read it right there and then plug the USB stick.
So if you don't have wireless.
Right, if the wireless goes down, you can do it on this USB thing. But I don't want to start sending a message up there.
I'm just, as long as we were broaching the subject, we're not going to do it in any other meetings for right now. I would want it to kind of understand how it worked. That's all.
Right, we were hoping to get it up today and actually announce, the board meeting.
So when you turn the site on, that's what it says. You turn it off and it's blank, and then Tweedledee can go in there and fill in all the blanks like it likes to do on Nextdoor.
Right.
Okay.
And so what I also did for that is I thought, hopefully, to get this thing up and running, is I just wanted to refresh your memory, so I printed out the message board policy. Because you may have people coming up to you saying, hey, we want to get our message up, Safeway's having a sale. And just to recap on this in generalities, this is basically the message board, that stationary message board is limited to town messages, town co-sponsored messages with other entities, and 501c3s that are Discovery Bay 501c3s. Where they pay 50, and if it's singularly their event or they're not partnering with us, it's going to cost them $50 for a message to go up to announce the car show or the boat show or whatever the case may be. There's an application process.
Did anybody come to you with regards to the Big Cat Boat Run and have you told no? Did anybody? Because the Big Cat Boat Run this weekend, Thursday night, tomorrow night.
They know they're not the company anymore. Portable message sites. I would have done it for them for $50 on the sun if we could have got them up. We're letting them use our generator for the Big Cat Poker Run.
Yeah.
And I'm just asking them to fill it with gas.
Right. They've already said that you're the thing.
Yeah. What I've done in the past for 501c3s is I've advertised be careful driving, boat show in progress. Something like that.
Right.
So it's our message, it's a safety message,
right,
rather than announcing their
sign.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on the sign? All right. Discussion regarding breathing protection.
Yeah, I just thought that the Internal Audit Committee should be aware that there is new regulation out that says that when the air quality index is above 150, that there is now a law that, or a regulation that says that workers must be either relocated to an area where the air quality index is 150 or below, or they need to be wear N95 or better masks. So I just wanted to let the committee know that this is effective in August. So we are equipping all of our vehicles and the workstations with the masks, of which this is the photo thereof. It's like $20 a box. So we will be in compliance.
People know how to check to make sure it's 151 or not?
We will. Oh, we'll actually have a training on it.
Do we have to monitor the air ourselves?
Well, yes. The supervisor, there's a way to do it, but you do it right on your phone.
You don't have to test. No. It's a matter of taking public information and looking at it, and somebody, the Weather Bureau or somebody,
basically,
EPA or somebody.
Basically, supervisors daily supposed to track and make sure.
You'll know.
But
you'll know if it's there.
Yeah. I imagine that you can set it up so it's an automatic alert, probably.
That's a good question.
You would think they would. Yeah, when it reaches 150, you know, the alert goes out. Get it for earthquakes, you've got to be able to get it for this, you know.
Anyway. We also do, pursuant to our policy, monthly safety training, so this is also going to be a safety training topic. So the supervisor will be aware how to find it on their app, and signs to look for, et cetera.
And all our contractors are going to be abiding by the same rules and regulations, all of our vendors,
I'm assuming this is for, probably for all workers. I believe Sue's contacted.
Okay.
As a matter of fact. Yeah.
Alright.
And Bernie's present in all our meetings.
Okay.
Here's this one, the rest of the stuff. That's all I have on that.
Okay, moving on to water shuttle.
Okay, you guys are going to enjoy this. This is actually a very complicated law that I'm going to try to boil down in a paragraph that seems simple, but it's not. And basically what the new law says is it's everybody has a right to safe drinking water. And just because you cannot afford your water doesn't mean the water company should go and just shut you off indiscriminately. So this law has a few layers to it, and it's effective February of 2020. And basically what the law says is that you can't turn, you can't shut off water unless there's a minimum of 60 days left. And if you're going to shut off the water, you have to give them 7 days notice and provide them a policy that their water is being shut off and how they can actually restore their water. That's not that big of a deal. That's pretty simple. There's some language requirements that if your population is, that's going to actually take legal to figure out if I got to pre-print some things and I want to use it or something. But we may have to in Spanish.
What's our policy to date of how many days they have to be late before we shut their water?
Well, we never really had a particular policy on it. We had practice on doing it.
So we have practice. So actually the policy does state 30 days. After 30 days, you're late. But our practice was always, I think it was about 60 days.
60 days. I think we said 60 days yeah. Like $100.
Yeah, I remember that. But the state is saying dollar amount doesn't make any difference.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's 60 days, and we don't even actually have a date of when you actually become late. So those things that get swept out of it.
Well, the interesting thing about our practice, the best practices we were using, is $100 is usually much more than 60 days. So they were going much longer than 60 days on our current practice than this law allows for. So this is actually going to restrict, bring the time frame probably on the average down.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the tricky part about this is if somebody is on a particular type of aid program, or, and they use two different words in this, demonstrate. demonstrates is one word, but then they used another word in part of the section that's called, it says, declare. To me, those are two different words where you have to demonstrate or declare that you are 200% below the federal poverty level. If you are 200% below the federal poverty level, or on one of these aid programs, you, as the water company, have to offer them a payment plan and work with them to get, to forgive the interest and to get the amount paid back to you. And it could be up to over up to a year, if I read that right. And so, and I believe if they fail to maintain their current bill along with the payment plan, then I think you go back to where now you can go back into a shutoff.
Is there anything from AQUA or CSDA about sample policies and procedures?
Well, this is why, you know, I sat down to do a deep dive on this, and I thought, why should I invent the wheel? And the answer is I went to CSDA, and they said they're going to come up with something.
Okay.
So there will be something. If I don't see anything by, you know, December 15th.
Well, Brentwood, Oakley.
Yeah,
everybody.
Exactly. So I'm going to look around. Believe it or not, we actually are usually, they're using our policy sometimes because we're ahead of the game, which is our minimum wage stuff. But yeah, I'll make those phone calls and print out the reinvent the wheel.
Do we belong to Association of California Water Agencies?
Yes, but we, but it's an individual membership. Yeah. So I think Aaron, I think it was, we're about to now in
the
four
of
us.
Yeah,
got it. Mike, you said that you mentioned that. As I read this thing, as I look back at it, you mentioned, I don't see those programs you're talking about today. What did you describe? What program is it you're talking about today would be on that would qualify them? I'm seeing the 200%.
Just give me a few seconds here to. Okay, if you go to the second to the last page. And go to item, it's B2, paren 2.
B2,
oh, well, excuse me, 11.6.9.10, A2. It's like the third paragraph on the second page.
A2, the urban and community water system there? No.
What's the page number?
What's the page, yeah.
Oh, the page number at the top is page 5.
Okay,
page 5, you go down to where it has paren 2, like the fourth paragraph. The customer demonstrates, it says here, that he or she is financially unable to pay, blah, blah, blah. And then it says, the customer shall be deemed financially underpaid for residential service if any member of the customer's household is a current recipient of CalWORKs, CalFresh, General Assistant, Medi-Cal.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Any member of the household. That could be a grandmother that's living in the home.
Now, mind you, the word there was demonstrate. Elsewhere I found it here, the word is declare. So that, to me, is going to be an issue. I don't have that specifically on
the phone. Did it get Medi-Cal? Everybody in the country is going to have Medi-Cal pretty soon.
Well, not now. Medi-Cal is only for the industry.
Oh, I thought I'm thinking Medi-Cal.
Not Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal is very good. General Assistance, they've got the
CalFresh is food stamps.
CalFresh is food stamps. CalWORKs is an employment thing, job training. I don't think it's. We need to know what that is.
Or the customer's household annual income is less than 200%.
Oh, there it is. So here you've got the language on page 6. Go to page 6. And you go down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 paragraphs where it says 2B, paren B. You go down to that last sentence, it says, or the customer declares that the household's annual income is less than 200% of the federal policy level. Demonstrate.
Yeah, right.
There it is. I think that's
show me your last year's tax returns or whatever, something.
No, I'm declaring. I'm just making.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I see an issue there.
Well, it's kind of interesting to use both languages.
So, just want to let you know that's coming. We're on it. We're waiting.
How many turnoffs do we have a year?
A year? We probably get 2 months, so 12 to 24. Okay.
So
and we also have to report on our website. There's also a website report that anybody
can find. And I'm also seeing here that we have to waive all interest fees and penalties also if they deem themselves to be a flower level.
I'll tell you the interesting thing is we actually have a customer that we're working with now to try to catch the customer up. It's got bankruptcy issues and everything else, but also has a leak. So not only are we not able to get our money, it's flowing like nobody's business, and
I don't know. Did she ever get back to us?
No,
we
she has not. So she filed for bankruptcy, so we forgave and we start over like we have to. And she was denied, so she's finally again. So anything she got between that, so then we had to start over again. But she's wasting water, so now we're going to go that way, that route. And, you know.
She's filed bankruptcy.
Okay.
Did you copy the bankruptcy court on the fact that she hasn't repaired the leak and it's costing her money?
Then we can do that.
And that might motivate her.
Yeah.
Because they won't be so forgiving if she's not going to
pay.
Okay. Okay. How many times can you
look into that?
Well, she was denied the first time. We turned it down.
So we would have to get it back.
Well, it depends on what it makes us, too. Because if she's going straight back, or she's going chapter 13 or 7 or whatever it is. Because one of them is just a reorganization.
All right.
So this is going to be a challenge, but I just want to let the board know that we're something we're on.
But in the grand scheme of things, it's not going to have a huge financial impact on us.
Yeah.
At least not at this point. Because we're not, if we were the east side of Chicago, it might have a bigger impact on us. But
we were Detroit. We were at DAC.
Right. Because we just don't, we're just fortunate to not have a lot of low income. Don't let the press get hold of us.
Okay. Well, policy will have to be approved by the board at some point.
What's that?
So when I write this policy, so the issue is that I've got to write a policy, but I also have to go back to our water ordinance, and any kind of talks about shut off on water, I've got to amend that ordinance to refer to the policy, and I don't want to put the policy and incorporate that in the ordinance, otherwise we're going to drop the whole ordinance off at the rest of the time to change the policy.
Right.
So there's some chess to this.
Okay. All right, Richard.